On other matters, probably one of the most popular guests we've ever had on the TV programme was last night. Our guest was Dr. Michael Mosley. He's the man most closely associated with one of the most famous diets around at the moment, the 5-2 diets, based on the idea that restricting your food intake on 2 days out of seven is the best way to control your weight. Lots of you have been asking about this, so let's let you hear some of Michael Mosley again. I started by asking him about the 5-2 diet.
I actually went into it for, it was not about weight loss, about 2.5 years ago I went to see my doctor, she took some bloods and she told me I was a diabetic and my father had died of diabetes related illnesses, so I didn't want to go down the same road. And the thing is, people say to you, it's really easy to lose weight, you simply eat less and you do more exercise, but that's like saying the way you win at football is by scoring more goals.
I could punch those people, by the way.
Anyone here not know that that's a good way to lose weight? Anyone surprised by that piece of information? It's just so blindingly useless as a bit of information. So I decided I'd go off and find out if there was a better way. And I heard about intermittent fasting, and I tried different variants on it, and then I came up with my own version, if you like, which is a 5-2 diet.
So what actually happens to the body on the 2 days when you're not eating?
Well, you're not eating. What you're doing is you're cutting down to about a quarter of your normal calories. So that's around 600 calories for a man and 500 for a woman. And what it does is, it's kind of a bit like, you know, our remote ancestors. They had a lifestyle which was based on feast and famine. There are no animals which are not caged. Animals in the wild, they do not eat all the time, like we eat all the time. I mean, when I was a kid, we probably ate, you know, 3 times a day. And you had periods when you weren't eating. Now everybody snacks. They eat constantly. And the trouble is your body needs these moments when it's not got food in it, because that's when the kind of repair takes place. It's a bit like you're driving a car, you know. If your foot is slammed down on the accelerator all the time because you've just got the glucose pouring into it, then the car will break down.
And how quickly? I like quick fixes, right? how quickly did you lose the weight?
I lost 2 stone, which is about 24 pounds in 12 weeks. So the good thing about it is it was all fat. And it's...
Listen, I don't know what you're clapping
off
him for. I've lost 7 stone in 5 months, so don't be clapping him.
Yay!
The producer in the programme screamed in the ear, tell him you've put a stone back on the last few weeks.
What you're going to do is keep it off, because I've had it off now for 2.5 years. So I am down where I was 2.5 years ago, which is good. But it gets you into a different frame of mind.
And there will be people watching this tonight that think it's got to be dangerous. It's got to not be good for you to cut your... Well, let's take a man. Average calorie intake should be, what, 2,500 calories a day?
Yeah.
And you're saying cut it down to 600.
Yep.
And they'll be screaming at the telly, it's got to be dangerous. What did the numbers tell you?
It's absolute nonsense. I mean, the thing is that on those 2 days, you do need, and that's why I kind of wrote a book with recipes, The Fast Diet, you have to eat protein and you have to eat vegetables. Because if you don't eat protein, your body doesn't store protein and you will start to break down your muscle. Your body will cannibalize itself. Not within 24 hours, but certainly going, I hate juice diets. I think juice diets are utterly loathsome.
Why?
Because they promise you huge weight loss, but a lot of it is muscle. Because if you're not getting the protein, then your body just cannibalizes itself. You need
a... It's good.
It's really, really bad.
Why is it bad?
It's bad.
If your body's eating the fat, I want them to eat this fat.
And the trouble is, it's not eating the fat.
Don't touch me.
What it's eating is the muscle. Now, if you go on a conventional diet, you lose 75% fat, 25% muscle. If you do intermittent fasting, it's around 95% fat, 5% muscle. If you do these sort of juice crash diets, it's about 50% fat, 50% muscle. And the thing about muscle is it is 7 times more metabolically active than fat. So you go on burning calories even when you're doing nothing.
You turn your body into a fat-burning furnace.
That's the one.
I love that. I love that phrase. You know, 5-2, it's not all that Michael is famous for. Let's just have a look at one of his recent documentaries where he ate loads of red meat for an experiment. Have a look at this.
Now, I eat relatively modest amounts of meat, but would it matter if I ate more? To find out, I'm going to go on a high-meat diet.
Well, your cholesterol went up from 6.2 to 6.8, so there's quite a bit of an increase.
Right, that is a lot, isn't it?
It is.
Your body fat has gone up by 3 kilos.
3 kilos?
3 kilos.
Blimey. there's one last chance for some good news with my blood pressure.
OK, so, Michael, the reading has gone up this time. Now it's 141 over 81.
Blimey, that is high, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So talk me through that.
Yeah, so I decided to go on a high meat diet, mainly processed meat. So I was eating about bacon, sausages, salami and stuff like that. It wasn't that much. It's about, you know, a couple of slices of bacon in the morning and maybe a hamburger in the evening. And I was doing that for about 6 weeks. And I put on a lot of fat. And the thing was, because my blood pressure went off from normal to high, I think it was probably because of the salt. And really, it was kind of, I think I know in Northern Ireland you eat a lot of meat. The red meat, I think, is absolutely fine. I think it's the processed meat. One of the scientists I talked to crunched numbers, and he said that every bacon sandwich you eat knocks about half an hour off your life.
No.
Yeah, afraid so.
Why?
Because it is the salted
bacon.
Bacon, unfortunately, it's the stuff which is... Nobody knows what is in it, but they know that if you actually do the long-term studies, and people who eat a lot of processed meat, they tend to live a little bit shorter.
So if there was one food you'd avoid, it would be bacon?
Sadly, no. I eat bacon. I love bacon. I just feel... It's just when I eat it, I feel bad about it. But the thing I say to myself is at least I go and do something else. I'll go for a walk, and I'll probably add a cup of coffee... adds about 15 minutes to your life. So I have a quick couple of cups of coffee and that compensates. You see, I'm not a nihilist about these things. I like the statistics, but you have to kind of be reasonable. You have to live.
I want to do a wee experiment, right?
Yeah.
Because I want to show you some of the foods that I eat and that I absolutely love, that I cannot resist, right? And we'll just get your initial reaction and what it's doing to my body. Can we get Vinny in here? He's supposed to have had this down already. Where is he?
Oh, nice.
There he is there. Bring the food in, Vinny. Here he comes. So this is the good man. All right, all right. Let's see, right? So we'll have a look at my first favourite food. Here it is. You ready? Ice cream.
Ice cream, yeah.
I could kill for ice cream.
Yeah, this is the Lord Voldemort of the food world, I'm afraid. Because this is a beautiful concoction of fat and sugar. There's kind of this argument about whether fat is worth for you or sugar is worth for you. The worst thing is the combination, because the trouble is you can absolutely... scoff it down in huge quantities. This stuff does not exist in nature. You either get fat or you get sugar. You never get the combination. And the thing is, if I sat there, I could easily eat that. Same with you. I could sit down with a tub of ice cream in the evening watching telly and I could scoff the whole lot.
So tell me this. I go to America now quite a lot, right?
Yeah.
And what they've got there is frozen yogurt.
Yes.
And I eat it by the bucket load, because apparently it's slightly better for you.
Only very, very slightly. The best thing about it...
Are you serious?
It's really...
I'm serious, I eat it by the bucket load.
I know, and it is mainly sugar. The only good thing about it is cold, and you'll burn a certain number of calories, not many, just warming it up. That's it. That's the only good thing to be said about it. This stuff I don't have in the house, otherwise I would eat it.
Right, we're ready for food number two?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's have a look. No, this is serious.
Yes,
I'm serious here.
Yeah.
So this is crisps and curly whirlies. Prawn cocktail. Right, I'm serious. Like, sorry, do you think I got this fat by design, right? Don't eat them because they've been here all day. Right? And let me tell you, if they hadn't been here all day, I would have eaten them. They're absolute... Crisps does something to me. I would actually say crisps are orgasmic. They are... Apps, and I've got to the stage, and I wonder if it's an addiction to salt I have, where if I'm trying to diet, I lick the flavour off the crisps and throw the crisps away.
Yes. The thing is...
And I'm not joking you.
They have absolutely been engineered.
Does that make me a weirdo?
That means that you are the perfect lab rat. These things have been absolutely engineered over the last 20 years to be incredibly addictive. The first thing they do is they're full of salt, so they hit your mouth and they just give you that salt hit. Then what they do is add the crunch. The crunch is apparently critical. There are scientists with PhDs who have spent decades getting the absolute perfect crunch. The louder the crunch, the more of them you will eat. And then what happens is the fat hits a part of your brain and it goes, great, give me more. And these are probably the most addictive. Do you realise that one in three kids in the UK eats crisps every day? And that works out at a gallon of oil a year. It is 5 litres, 8 pints of oil, if you eat a bag of crisps.
But if you look at a packet of crisps, what is it, 120, 100? Of course, they're making the bags bigger now, aren't they?
Absolutely.
So share bags. It's not a con, share bags. As if you're going to share your crisps, right?
So
big, massive bags that are going for £1 a minute. I do not share those.
And the thing is, they rot your teeth as well because they've got lots of sugar in them. So they cling to your teeth. I mean, really, sorry.
I didn't know crisps had crisps
sugar.
Sugar,
yeah. Almost everything has sugar in it.
And food number three, quite predictable in Northern Ireland. Let's have a look.
Okay.
The Ulster fry.
Strangely enough, this is not so bad.
This is bad. Here's the bit you're missing.
Yeah.
The bacon, he said, that you're clapping takes half an hour off your life. What is it, every slice?
Not as bad as
you're
that,
You're dead already.
OK, so the eggs are good. Eggs are brilliant. Love eggs. Eggs are very filling, good source of protein. Sausage, unfortunately, is processed, bacon processed. If you went for scrambled eggs, you'd be a lot better off. Scrambled eggs and perhaps a small bit of ham or something like that. Or a little bit of smoked salmon.
You've taken the nicest bit out of this, which is the bread. No, seriously, is bread that bad?
It's bread soaked in oil is that bad, yeah. I'm afraid so. But that stuff has obviously been deep fried and everything. So this bit is bad. That bit is pretty good. That bit is kind of okay. That bit really pushed to one side.
So what would be better for you? My mother, who's here tonight, you know, I remember. You'll hear her before you see her. Let me tell you, there she is. Hello.
It's butter over there.
Yeah. And I remember when I was a kid, my mum, when she gave me bread, plastering the butter. But bread doesn't taste nice unless it's got butter on the crust.
Yeah.
And I love bread with butter on the crust, right? What's worse for me, bread with butter or fried bread with oil?
I think the fried bread, because it's also what happens to the oil when you heat it. It does lots of nasty things. And the thing is that the bread, if you look at the amount of oil that this soaks up, it is phenomenally more. Even if you plastered the butter on, I doubt you would get even close to what you're doing here.
There is a fine line, isn't there, which is, you know, we live to enjoy our lives.
Yes.
And if you run around worrying about everything you're eating all the time.
I just think that you have some of the world's worst foods just sitting here on. Seriously, if you want to put on weight and kill yourself, you're high up on the list. If you added a little bit of arsenic and a bit of cyanide, then you could probably top it up. But really, seriously, this is this is high up.
And last question. If you do... Like, I've eaten like a rabbit over the last few months, right? If you do turn it around...
Yes.
Can you really turn your body around? Can you really recover dramatically?
Yes, without a doubt. And the thing is that we don't necessarily want to live longer. We want to live healthier. And in Britain, we live as long as they do in Europe, but we live in ill health for a phenomenally long period of time. I mean, you look good now, but you don't want to look terrible in 20 years' time. By the age of 60, the average Brit is on 16 different drugs.
I'm going to send you, right? Here's the score. I was 23 stone, okay, in February of this year. Mm-hmm. I'm now 16. By Christmas, I'll send you an email and a picture, and I will be under 14 stone, right?
Okay. Dale?
Challenge accepted. All right. I could talk to you all night. I really, really could.